President Bush works again today to build support for his Social Security plan. The president wants Americans to invest some of their Social Security taxes in private investments. That would be part of a still unspecified larger plan designed to eliminate projected Social Security deficits. As we've reported in past events, the president has said that when it comes to Social Security, the crisis is now. There are experts who say Social Security is not in crisis at all, even though they agree that it faces a long-term problem. One of them is Peter Orszag. He's a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and a former official in the Clinton administration.
Well, the problem is actually quite simple. The population is getting older, benefits as their share of the economy are going up, and revenue is roughly constant, which means over time a deficit opens up and gets somewhat larger as we progress through time.
This is when the deficit starts.
This is when the deficit starts under one definition. However, the trust fund is still credited with interest on its accumulated bonds. And if you add in that interest, the system is still running a surplus, which is why the trust fund continues to grow for roughly another decade thereafter.
Let's talk about dates here if we can. What happens in 2018? That's a year that gets mentioned a lot in the debate.
In that year, incoming payroll revenue is no longer sufficient to pay for outgoing benefit payments.
Social Security, at least in theory, has been saving money these past couple of decades, and 2018 is when that surplus starts being spent.
And then the trust fund will gradually decline until it is exhausted in 2042, if you believe the Social Security actuaries, or 2052, if you believe the Congressional Budget Office. And it is important to note, even at that point, we still do have incoming payroll revenue that would be sufficient to pay for, say, about 70 to 75% of promised benefits.
Although if you're the retiree who would be having to do on 75% of the income, maybe that's not such a small thing.
Precisely. And to avoid that kind of sharp decline is one of the primary motivations for acting sooner rather than later.
The White House has projected ahead here and said that Social Security, if it is not changed, faces deficits of trillions of dollars. They'll use a figure of something like $10 trillion.
That $10 trillion figure has two flaws associated with it. One is that it reflects a projection over an infinite horizon, that is, out into eternity. And most of that cost, in fact, about more than 60% of it, arises after 75 years from now. The second thing that it fails to do is give you some sense of compared to what. I mean, $10 trillion sounds like a lot, but we typically measure things in terms of compared to the economy or as a size relative to GDP. That $10 trillion figure, again, over eternity, is 1.2% of GDP over the same period, according to the administration's own numbers.
Assuming we can measure the economy by eternity.
Exactly. So if we're going to get into this game, then I would just note that over the same period, the tax cuts that have been enacted over the past 3 to 4 years are closer to $20 trillion, and the Medicare prescription drug benefit is also substantially larger than the Social Security deficit.
We've been talking to Peter Orszag of the Brookings Institution. He was a special assistant to the president for economic policy in the Clinton administration. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.